Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Hilcha Shechit and the laws of slaughtering in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, where the Rambam continues what he opened up in the opening Perek regarding the general halacha categories of what is considered a valid slaughtering. So Rambam begins halacha Aleph regarding where do we actually, what's the location of where we slaughter regular chulin types of animals. Says the Rambam, B'chamokim, mutalishchit, a person allowed to slaughter an animal wherever he wants to. Chutz Menazar, there's one exception from the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Because you're not slaughtered in the courtyard. Only those which are sanctified to be sacrificed on the altar. But regarding unconsecrated animals, it's forbidden to slaughter them in the azar. Whether it's an animal, or a wild animal, or a bird. And so too, the pasuk tells us regarding what's called desirable meat, which is that which a person wants to eat for his own mundane purposes. It says in Devarim, ki yirchak mimcha hamakim. If the place that Hashem chose for you is going to be very far away, so you're not able to go ahead and bring your animals as karbanos. So then you'll slaughter from your cattle, from your flock, etc. And your eagle eat it in your gates. Halmatas comes to teach you that we don't slaughter a person's own what's called chulin, desirable meat, except if it's beyond the place which Hashem chose for you. Meaning, if you're nearby, you're going to bring it as a carbon. If you're far, you bring it as basa taiva. Means to say, basa taiva could only be far, meaning not in the makam of the azar itself. Now, as Rambam explains halacha beis, b'zeh nishchat chutz l'makam. Now, this animal that's slaughtered out of the makam of the azara, hushamuta la'achlai b'chol hasham, this is what is permitted to eat in all person's gates, meaning whatever city, wherever he is. In contrast, of l'sheichet chul mazar, if someone does slaughter an unconsecrated animal in the azara, aysa basa tar. So although that meat is tahar, meaning it's purified from the halacha of nevela, because it was actually properly slaughtered, but it's still forbidden to have even benefit from it, like a mixture of meat and milk and things like that, because this is a prohibited entity of where it was slaughtered in the azara. And b'kayvim ma'isa, you have to bury it. And the ephra, if let's say it was burned, the ashes are asaf, have been to have benefit, like all those things which have to be buried. And afilu l'shachel l'ravu, even if the slaughtering wasn't for eating purposes, let's say someone slaughtered for medicinal purposes, or l'achil zgoy, or for a Gentile to eat it, or l'achel klavim, or to feed the dogs, doesn't make a difference. There was a shechita done in the azar, which is forbidden, thus making this like a piece of basa b'chalo. Now, in contrast, avul ha'neicher b'azar, someone just chops off the head of the animal in the courtyard, which, because the Torah only made it forbidden to slaughter chul nazar, similar to vazavachta, and this is not; these are all not shechita. So to v'ma'akav, let's say he just rips out the pipes of the windpipe and the food pipe, or v'goyish ha'shachar over Gentile slaughters, or v'ashechem benim tzatref, or if he slaughters a regular slaughtering, but he finds out that it had a moral defect, which like Reb Shimon, the Gemara, the Rambam rules that a shechita sheinu rulish m'shechita, but it's not something that's a permitting, which is the whole purpose and utility of shechita, because it's a trefa, so it's also not qualified as a shechita. Or v'ashechem behem achayev oif ha'temeim b'azor, let's say someone slaughters non-kosher species of behem achayev and oifs in the azar, all these things are going to be are permitted to have benefit. Obviously, cannot eat these things because they didn't have a shechita, but they won't have the isra banav having been slaughtered in azar because they weren't considered quote slaughtered. Now, halacha gimel, loy behemah b'chay b'olvat. Now, not only animals and wild animals, which that's what we learn from the pasuk of zavachto, that they have a prohibition to be slaughtered in azar. All mundane, unconsecrated items are forbidden to bring into the courtyard. Even a slaughtered piece of meat, a peretz or pas, or produce, or bread. Now, but if one violet did bring them in, they're permitted as they were to be eaten. But and all these things are words of tradition of halacha Moshe Mesina. Now, and whoever, it's divrei kabbalah, mean that the words of the Torah Shabbat from the oral law. Now, b'chol ha'sheichet chul mazar, and whoever slaughters chulin in the azar, or he eats an olive size piece of meat of chulin that was slaughtered in the azar, so we give him the rabbinic lashes. And the reason why that is because this whole prohibition, although it's biblical, is in derived from the positive commandment of zavachta, where you should slaughter it, and not in the azar. And that's what we call lava bo machlal asei asei. If a negative prohibition, which is derived from a positive commandment, has the thrust of a positive commandment, which does not have the biblical halacha of lashes, but one has rabbinic law. Halacha dalad. Ha'ima, let's say someone says behemah zu shlamim. This animal, I want it to be a shlamim, a carbon. Uvlad chulin, but the embryo, the fetus inside, I want it to be chulin. in nishchat ha'azara, if that animal was slaughtered in the azara, v'lada mutar b'achil, the child is permitted to be eaten. Which the chiddush is that even though it's chulin, and it's being slaughtered according to azara, because the mother's slaughtering is what permits the fetus that's inside to be eaten, the reason why it's permitted is l'fisha in the yochal nishchat ha'azara, because you can't slaughter the baby at a far distance. Because the mother is kosher, we now slaughter the mother outside. Because the pasuk says only when it's kiyichak b'mcha makam is avachta, meaning when you could slaughter b'riichin makam, then you're not slaughtered in the azar. But you couldn't because the mother, so then it's not going to be forbidden even for the child. Now, k'tinah on different halachas related to the appropriateness of the placement of shechita. And halacha hey, the Rambam says ein shechitin l'tuch yam and haris. We don't slaughter it not into the seas or into rivers. Because maybe people are going to say, this person is worshipping the water. The near kamakam l'mayim looks like that he's sacrificing to the water. And v'leishchut l'kli malamayim, neither should he slaughter into a vessel filled with water. Shemayim, because people might say, letzur shetiro b'mayim shachat. He's slaughtering to the image that he's reflecting of his own self in the water. That's what he's slaughtering to. And v'leishchut l'techakim, neither should he slaughter in general to vessels. V'lotechagum, not into a pit. Shekein derech erdei abadizar, because that's the norm of those who worship abadizar. But if he did slaughter shechitas k'sher, it's going to be valid. Again, he's not doing for avodah zarah. It's only because of marasai and things like that. So therefore, after the fact, it will be valid. Halacha vav. Shechitin l'kli mayim achurim, but you could slaughter into a vessel that's filled with murky water, she'ena tur nirz bem, because you can't even see the image clearly anyway, so you don't have that problem as if he's slaughtering to his own image. Mechein shechit chutz l'guma also, and these are all exceptions to the rules of the previous halacha, mechein shechit chutz l'guma, you could also slaughter outside of the pit, and the blood could flow and go into the pit. Again, we said you can't do it into the pit itself, but it could flow in there. Now, again, but in the street, you shouldn't do like this. Because it might go ahead and encourage and imitate the heretics, which, again, they do it straight into the pit because it's like avodah zarah. And actually, and if he slaughters into the pit in the street, I'll eat from his slaughtering. Until you check after him, because maybe he actually is a heretic. Now, you're also allowed to slaughter on the wall of the boat. And the blood could flow on the wall and go into the water, although you can't do it straight into the river, but you can do it on the wall, which then it goes by itself into the river. And although we say you can't do it into vessels, but you can slaughter on top of vessels, as long as it's not going into the vessel. Now, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding the format of the slaughtering. How does one slaughter? So, Meseich as a tzaver, you stretch out the neck, and you move the knife forward and backwards, forward and backwards, until it gets slaughtered. And this is Bein Shehisa HaBehem Revut. So this is whether the animal was laying down, and he has the knife on top of the animal. Bein Shehisa Medes V'Achaz V'Urba, whether the animal's standing, and he's holding on to the neck. V'Asaken B'Yodil Milmata, and the knife is in his hand beneath the neck. V'Shachat, and he slaughters, Arizik Shehra, either way that's going to be valid. Now, Halacha Ches says, let's say no, it's esasakim b'kais. Let's say he sticks the knife into the wall, so the knife is stationary in the wall. The hebrat savra la'ajanishchon, he's moving the animal's neck back and forth until it gets loaded. So shchita, say sure, there's also valid shchita. But v'hu, this is as long as shiat savra ha'behema l'mata b'sakim l'mala. As long as the knife is on the top, and the animal's neck is on the bottom. She'emo yitzav ha'behema l'mala b'nasakim, because if the knife is stationary, and the animal's neck is on top of the knife, maybe the animal, which is a heavy creature, will weigh down because of the weight of its body, and it's actually going to cut the animal without moving forward and backwards. Now that is, as we'll learn in the next parak, is what's called drasa, which is pressing, which is puzzle that actually makes the animal into a trefa. Now, in contrast, if let's say someone holding the knife in his hand, as we said in the previous halacha, even if the animal is heavy, then actually the knife would fall down, it wouldn't slaughter. So therefore, even if the neck is on top, it's going to be kosher. But in this case, where the knife is stationary, then the problem will be, again, they might weigh down on the knife, ve'ein zu shechita, and that won't be qualified as shechita, k'moish is boi, like we can explain in the next parak, in halacha yud alef. Lefikach, therefore, but that's regarding an animal. But if it was fowl, which is very light, then bein shayit tzavar l'malam minasakan anutza, then whether the neck is above the knife that's stuck into the wall, or l'malatamen, or beneath it, either way, shechitas k'sher is going to be valid, because we don't have the problem about weighing down, that it's going to do drasa instead of the shechita. Halacha tes. Let's ask sheichin v'hilich asasakan b'lo hevia. Let's say someone slaughtered by moving the knife forward on the animal's neck, without bringing it back. Oy, hevia b'lo hilicha b'shachat. Or, he brought it back over the animal's neck, and without bringing it forward, and that slaughtered the animal. That's okay. You don't have to go front and back. You could do either one. Now let's say Hailech Behavi. Let's say went front and back at Shachata Charoish V'tizah until it chopped off the head, it cut the head and it chopped it off. Shachtazik Sher, again, that's going to be kosher. But let's say Hailech V'lehevi. Let's say went forward without bringing it back. Ahevi L'Hailech, or he brought it back without bringing it forward. The Hittis is a race by Lacha Bavad, and the head got chopped off with just going forward, or with just bringing it back. So here it depends. If the, in the length of the knife, you have Kimloi Shnei Tzavar Mitzavri Hanishchot, the amount of two necks worth of the neck of the animal that's being slaughtered, then shchitasik share. Then the slaughter is going to be valid because you have enough to slaughter and to chop off the head with just going and without coming back, or coming back without moving forward, that even if you don't press down, it's going to be slaughtered. But if it's not double the length of the width of the neck of the animal, shchitasik psula, the animal is going to be it's going to be invalid slaughtering. The reason for that is because the only way you must have gotten the head off is with pressing down a little bit, what's called drasa, because it's not possible with such a, just the exact length of the knife of the animal to have chopped it off. If it's so long, you can move ahead and get it, but if it's not double, then it's going to be possible. Now, but let's say shachat shnei rashim kecha, let's say someone cuts off, he does shchita on two heads at the same time, then even if the length of the knife is not double those of the two necks, shchitas kasherim, it's going to be a valid shchita. Halach Yud says, Ram, Shnaim Sha'ochsu B'sakin. We have two people holding onto a knife. Let's say someone's holding the knife on one side. The other one's holding the knife on the other side. V'shachdo and they slaughter. It's going to be valid shechita. And v'chein, so to Shnaim Sha'ochsu Shnei Sakinin. Let's say two people holding two knives. I mean, one's holding one and one's holding another one. V'shachdo ke'echad b'shnei mekamitz b'tzab. And they're slaughtering at the same time in two different places in the neck. It's going to be valid shechita. V'afilu shachat zeha veshet b'vad ayrubay. And even if one is slaughtering only the veshet, the food pipe, bilvad, ayrubay, or the majority, which we said you only have to have the majority. Ayrubay, another one slaughtering the windpipe, or at least the majority, somewhere else. It's going to be valid shchita, which, again, because you got the majority of these two pipes. Even though the slaughtering is not in one place. And so too, if the slaughtering is done like a quill, which he starts by the kana on the top, and he starts cutting on the ink on the incline, going downwards, and wherever he finishes by the kana, that's where he starts by the veshet, again on a diagonal, or ushchita sui kemasik, or if the slaughtering is made like a comb, up and down like that of a comb, ksheira, it's going to be valid because ultimately he did a shchita. Now, Halacha Rav continues regarding the intent that a person has during the shchita. Says the Rambam, ein shchita zachul n'tzricha kavana. Unlike that of kachim, when one slaughters a unconsecrated animal, it does not have to have any specific intent. It doesn't have to have any intent at all. Even if he just slaughters like just being distracted, or like for a joke, because he's throwing a knife to throw it into the wall, and the slaughters an animal as it's going along. Since it was an appropriate slaughtering in its place and in its measurement, it's going to be valid. Now, so halachid beis says Ram Lafikach. Therefore, cheresh aishata aishaytar katan, a deaf mute or mentally deranged or minor, oy shikrish and isvabel daita or intoxicated person whose his mind is mixed up, murky, umisha chazatu rechro, of someone that evil spirit took possession of him, sheshachd if they slaughter vachim rein neisam sheshchita ketikin, and others see at least that it was halachically a valid and appropriate slaughtering. Arizik sheh, it's going to be kosher even though these individuals don't have das because you don't need kavana. Now, but if the knife fell and slaughtered, although it slaughtered appropriately, it fell off the shelf, like someone banged the door and it fell, it's going to be invalid. You should slaughter. It has to be that the person is slaughtering. Although he's not having intent, but it has to be a person. And therefore, yeah, all those people will be valid, but if it just fell by itself, then it won't be valid. Now, relative to this discussion, in Halachi Yad Gimel says Rambam, let's say Galgo Shalevan, let's say that there's a wheel of stone or shalates of wood. Shahisasakan Kavubai, that the knife was attached to the wheel. Vesibib Odmes Galgo, now the person's turning the wheel. Vesam Tzavra Oifay Bahimakanegdi, now he puts the neck of the bird or the animal in its path. Achanishchad Vesibib Galgo, that it gets slaughtered by the turning of the wheel because the knife is cutting it. Harizik Shay, that's going to be valid because it's the person that's making it move. Now, but if it's water that's making the wheel turn, and he puts the neck opposite in the path of the knife when it's turning and it gets slaughtered, it's going to be invalid because it's the water that's making it move. Now, but v'impot to adam asamayim, but if the water, if the person released the water to come out, and that caused the water to come rushing and to turn the wheel and then slow it as the wheel was turning, that's going to be valid. Because again, the water which caused the wheel to turn was coming from the movement of the person. Now, but minimum movement, we say this the first time it turns around. Because that's from the force of the person which opened up the path, which had the water go out. But from the second round around, moving forward, then it's not anymore from the force of the person, rather it's from the force of the water in its path, and therefore it would be invalid because it would be considered the water making the slaughtering and not the person. Now, Lachi Dal Dram continues regarding slaughtering, for although we don't need kavana, but an anti-kavana like Fava Dazar would be a problem. As Rambam says, Hashaych L'shem Harm, if someone slaughters the animal for the name of the mountains, L'shem Gvoyes, or for the sake of the hills, L'shem Yamim for the seas, L'shem Naris for the rivers, L'shem Edbaris for the deserts, now, although he's not doing it with the intent of serving them, which would be a problem by the Zara, El Rafua, he's doing it for the name of the mountains, some type of medicinal purposes, or Kiyotzibor, or things like that, Medivri Havai, Shemagam, like these foolish things that the Gentiles say. So his slaughtering is going to be invalid, meaning one cannot eat it because it looks like Avodah Zarah. It's permitted to have benefit from it because he's not intending to really do Avodah Zarah, and it's not the norm for Gentiles to worship the mountains and the hills, but it's forbidden to eat. Now, Avodah Mashach L'Shem Mazalim, but if he's slaughtering for the mazal, that divine flow of from the seas, or Mazlar, or the Mazal of the mountains, or the Kachav Mazal, or for the stars and for the different constellations and things like that, well, that's classic. We call that Avodas Kechavim, the worship of the stars. That's a benefit, like all sacrifices of idolatry. Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam. Let's say Hashaycha Desabehema, let's say he slaughters the animal for no Avodah Zarah. But Lizrik Domal Avodah Zarah. And his intention is that, oh, when I'm going to take the blood, I'm going to spray it for idolatry. I'm going to sacrifice the fats for Avodah Zarah. Then Arizal, so that's going to make the animal forbidden. Why? Well, the Shechita didn't have any appropriate thoughts. Shalamei demachshav b'chutz b'chulim, because we learn out the thought process out of the base of Migdash regarding unconsecrated animals. Machshav is a kaddish mefim from the thoughts that a person has regarding a kachim from the Mizbeach in the Azar. Shemachshav a kazub b'selfin, because such a thought, if someone's shechting kachim for its appropriate namesake, but almanas with the intention of spraying the blood with sacrifice and the fat shalay l'shma, that invalidates Kamishis Bob Helchas Psalm Mikdash, I'm going to explain in the laws of what invalidates karbanos in practice of Halacha Yud, and therefore that has the same Halacha here regarding Avodah Zarah. Halacha design, Shchata, let's say he slaughtered it. And only afterwards, not during the Shchita. Afterwards he thought, you know what, let me spray the blood of Avodah Zarah. Or to sacrifice the fat of Avodah Zarah. So Harizah Asum and Safik, so that's forbidden out of doubt. Shema Seifa Hichiach Al Tchilas, maybe, it's not clear, maybe the end proves the beginning of Machshava Kazu Shachad, and really he had that intention when he slaughtered, which was Avodah Zarah, which would invalidate it, and therefore out of doubt, it's forbidden. Halachit Zan Rambam continues regarding slaughtering not for Avodah Zarah, but for Kachim, which could also be a problem. Hashek L'shem Kadoshim. So it depends. If someone slaughters for the purposes of certain Kachim, Shemis Nadvim V'Nidarm K'maisim, that one is allowed to donate or make a neder to bring those types of Kachim, Shechitas Absolut, then here also his slaughtering is going to be invalid. Shezek HaShechit Kachim Achot. It's like slaughtering Kachim out of the Azar, which is forbidden, because it looks like that. Now, it's not literally Kachim Achot, because he didn't sanctify before he slaughtered, but It looks like when he's saying, oh, I'm slaughtering it for this to be whatever, as the Rambam is going to explain, which carbon that you could make in the Dona Dama. So it looks like Kachim Achuz, which is forbidden, therefore the Shechita is possible. But let's say Shachle Shem Kachim Shein Boy Benenda Nadava, let's say slaughtering for certain carbonas that you can't even donate or make in the Dava, then Shechita Sekeshe, then the slaughtering is going to be valid. As Rambam explains, Halach Yitches Ketzer, how so? Hashach L'Shem Oilev, so let's say I'm a slaughter, I want this animal, it goes to the farm, he says, I want to buy a cow, and he slaughters, he wants it to be as an oil, a totally burnt sacrifice. Or L'shem Shlomim for a Shlomim sacrifice, L'shem Toyda for a Thanksgiving sacrifice, L'shem Pesach to become Pesach. Shechita Subsula, it's going to be invalid Shechita. Now, all the other ones we understand, oil, Shlomim, Toyda, they could be in the Dabba and the Dabbas. What's with that of Pesach? That's a Chayva. So Rambam says, no, Chayva Pesach Ma'apesh, Shalom, Machalit, Shayyitz, since the Karm Pesach, a person can separate all year round, whenever he wants to, and he could even sacrifice it. Not and besides Erev Pesach, it actually has the halachic status like a shlamim. So that's also something that's similar to something that can be donated and can be vowed. And therefore, again, those are things that looks like kachem b'chutz. But shachlishem chatas. Let's say this, there should be a guilt offering, a sin offering. Shem Hashem Vaday, or for a definite guilt offering. Shem Hashem Tolei, for that of a suspended guilt offering, and he doesn't know if he did an aver. Shem Bechar, it should be the firstborn animal, which is a carbon. Shem Maisa, but the Maisa Behem, the tenth animal, which is also a carbon. Shem Tamur, to be an exchange for a carbon, which is also not needed benidav. In all these cases, it's a valid shechita because you can't just make this carbon. You can't just make it a ned and a dava, and therefore, it's obviously you're not doing anything wrong. And it's going to be a valid shechid. Now, I'll look at a test. But let's say this person did a sin which requires him to bring a karmah chatas. V'shach v'am and he slows down and he says, l'chatas should be for my chatas. Oh, okay, that looks like kashmah chatas. That's shechid. That's invalidates the shechid. So to let's say like carbon tech base. Let's say he had a carbon in his house. V'shach v'am and he slows down and he says, l'shem t'mur zivchid, this should be as an exchange for my carbon. Okay, shechidas b'sula. So shechid is going to be invalid. Shari heimer, because he's obviously swapping it, and it is a legitimate tumur. It's not just something that he could. He's not just making up something. He actually has legitimate carbon in his house, and there's going to be the tumur. Now, halacha chaf, ha'icha sheshachta l'shem oilas yeledes. Let's say a woman slaughters a carbon to be the oilas sacrifice that's brought for when a woman gives birth. V'amar, she says, zu l'ilasi, this should be for my oila. Shechidas k'sheira, it's going to be a valid shechid. It's not a problem. Why not? Shein oilas yeledes bo banana dabat. Here also, this is one of those categories. An oila of yeledes, a woman gave birth. You can't just donate or vow to bring one. V'arein yeledes, shein schaib oila. She didn't give birth to obligate herself and bring an oila. And moreover, v'ein chaychen lo shemepila, we're not concerned that maybe she had a miscarriage, and maybe she, which is after 40 days, then you actually are obligated, and who knows, maybe she, although we didn't see her give birth to baby, maybe she is obligated, maybe it should be considered shechid b'sula, because it is like kashem b'chutz. No, we're not concerned with that. She call him a palace, call yeshla, because anyone who miscarries, word gets out, people find out this woman had a miscarriage, and therefore, since we didn't hear it, we don't have to be concerned with that. Now, how about sheikh l'shem oilas nazir, but let's say someone slaughtered that there should be an oila for nazirus, although we don't know him to be a nazir, shechidas b'sula, the shechid is going to be invalid. She'ikah naziris nedem nadam, because the primary element of naziris is a vow from the category of vows, and maybe made a vow discreetly, and you could make a nedem and nazir and a nadava, and there's part of naziris nadam. So therefore, it's going to be considered a shechid psula. Halacha of Chavav, the Ram continues regarding what's halacha with a shechita as it relates to partners, and regarding this halacha of having machshava psula. And also as relates to that of a Gentile slaughtering. So Rambam says, Allah chavav, shnaim oichim besakin b'shechden. Let's say there's two people holding onto the knife and the slaughtering, which we said is valid. But here we're talking about regarding the halachas of kavana. Echad miskavan Hashem dava shashoich l'shechidas asur. One is having in mind for something that if you slaughter with that intent, it makes it forbidden. V'ashein l'hoish l'kavan l'klam, the other person who's slaughtering has no intent at all. And v'afil miskavan Hashem dava muta l'skavan l'ay. And even if he's having in mind for something that's permitted to have intent for that, here's the pasul, it's going to be invalid because half of the thought, which is one of the people, is for something invalid. So too, even if they slaughter consecutively, one after the other. And one of them is having in mind for something that was invalidated. So it was invalidated because part of the shechita was done with machshava psula. Now, but when do we say this? When the other one who's having machshava psula has a partnership in this animal. But if he doesn't have a partnership, in that suit, it's not going to be forbidden. Because a Jewish person does not make something that's not his forbidden. His intent is just to pain the owner of the animal. Because generally, a Jewish person, we presume that he's not going to do something just to harm his friend. And even so, but if he is a partner, it would be forbidden because he obviously would not want to cause a loss for himself just to pain his friend. And it must have been that he really had in mind for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, again, if he's a partner, it's going to make it awesome. But if he's not, then that obviously that was not his intent, and he's just trying to pain him, and therefore it's not going to be forbidden. Halacha based around Yisrael Shoshach Legay. Let's say a Jew slaughters for a Gentile who wants him to slaughter his animal. So although the Gentile he's having in mind for whatever he wants to, it's going to be a valid shechita. The concern of whose thoughts are problematic is only the one who's slaughtering. Not for the thoughts of the owner of the animal, and since the one who's slaughtering is a Jew, it's a valid shechita. Now the fikach, therefore, the opposite is also true. Goyish shachal Yisrael, if a Gentile is slaughtering for a Jew, I feel like a cotton, even if the Gentile was a minor who generally does not have machshavas of a dezara, shechita sin nevela, the slaughtering is going to be a nevela, not a valid shechita. Kamesh is bar, like we're going to explain later on in Perek Dal Loch Yedalf, because of the pasuk b'kara locha v'chaltem mezivcha, which in the next halacha the Rama says over there that they made a great gedder that even a gentle who's not a avodah zara worshiper, that the shechita is going to be nevela. So there again, it all depends on who's actually doing the shechita.